Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Pastor, Word of Faith, Praise and Worship,
Center. We would like to welcome you to the Our Power broadcast. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter if it's raining your way, it may be even a storm in your city, but we want you to know today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We're so happy about the Word of God. It's always a pleasure, it's always an honor to speak forth the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God. Word of God that's able to save our soul. The Word of God that's able to transform us to be the men and women of God that God would have us to be in these last days. The Word of God said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, he said that he would hear from heaven. He said that he will. He will forgive the sins. And he said that he will heal the land. I believe that is good news to you, and that is good news unto me. Well, today, as always, we are not going to go to your favorite magazine, that bestseller that was on the chart for this year. No, but we're going to the bestseller that will ever best sell any other book that has been written, and that is the Word of God, that unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God, that Word that is a life changer that will change your life. So this morning, we're going to be speaking from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and we're going to begin at that first verse. Now there cried a certain woman of a tribe of the sons of a prophet to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take to him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house? And she said, your handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow your vessels abroad of all your neighbors, even empty vessels. Bar, not a few. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. God, we thank you, Father, for the word today, because it's that daily word. That word will transform our lives. The word that will illuminate our lives. The word that will cause us to see clearer and clearer. And that word that will make our pathway straight. So, Lord, even as we preach the word on this morning, Father, we ask thee, God, to touch the hearer and the doer of the word. Cause the word of God to bring forth miracles in their lives. Cause the word of God to bring forth transformation in their heart unto today, and we thank you, and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if we would use for a topic today, we would use, Lord, open my eyes and touch my heart that I may trust you. Yes, we need God to open our eyes. And we need God to touch our heart that we may trust him. When we look in the Word of God this morning and we see the woman of God. This woman had a part of a life that needed the attention of God. She was going through something that seemed to be so difficult. This woman was going through, as you may say, a hard time, a difficult time. And she went to the prophet, to the man of God. The word tells us that she cried to, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet of Elijah. See, this woman, she was one of the women that was married to a prophet. But the prophet, the man of God, the servant of God, at this time was deceased, had passed away. And she didn't have that husband in her life to provide for her, to take care of her, to take care of the responsibilities that he so accustomed to taking care of, like paying the water bill, the light bill, to paying the mortgage or the rent, help buying for the children and taking care of the buying clothing and making sure all things was well with that family. Well, the husband was no longer in a part of that family because the husband was deceived. Although the husband was a man of God and a servant of God, but the servant of God, the man of God, had passed away. He was no longer alive. He was deceased. And she said, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take to him my two sons to be bondsmen." In other words, to be slaves. I can't pay my bills. I don't know what to do because I'm in a hard place. I do know that while the servant of God, my husband, who feared God, I do know why he was alive, that he loved God, he feared God, he trusted God, and that now he's gone, and I'm in this hard place, this incredible hard place, and now the threat is to take away my two sons. You know your sons are precious to you. You know your children is precious to you. But I'm in a hard place because I can't pay my debt. I can't pay what the creditor wants from me. I don't have the means to pay. So therefore, the bondmen want to take away my son. And they want to put them in slavery to pay the debt that I owe. So she's coming to the man of God, and that's what we ought to come to God. You know, we ought to give God our heart, and that's why I believe that the topic is, Lord, open my eyes. We need God to open our eyes, even when we don't see provision, we don't see a way like in the natural. We have to ask God, God, I need you to open my eyes that I can see you in this matter, that I can see you getting this bill paid, that I can see you taking care of my sons, my daughter. It all hangs on us having a sure relationship with Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us, when I think about what David said, he said, I have been young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So when we read the word of God, it gives us hope. It lets us know that God will never leave us or forsake us. But we have to ask God to open our eyes so we can see him, even if we don't see that $100. It's before us. And we know if we don't see that $500, of that $1,000, of that $10,000 in the bank, we have to know that God will take care of us. I believe that the servant of God says in Psalm 23, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's what he said. And, you know, we have to be able to speak the word, know the word, so we can speak the word, and so we can rehearse the word in our heart, and to know that no matter how it looks, it doesn't always look the way that it perceived out of our natural eyes. So we need God in our lives to so that God can open our eyes and that he can touch our heart, because sometimes our heart has grown apart from God. I'm not saying it's always in that condition, but sometimes when in the midst of trial, in the midst of the things that we go through in life, and it doesn't always have to be money. It can be testing time. It can be time that we're going through things, our trials in our life, and it seems like we cannot see how we're going to come out of the situation. But we have to let not our heart be troubled, because the word of God says to let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in thee. It comes down to us trusting in God, trusting in the Lord, leaning not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging him, that he will direct our path. So we got to trust God. So the woman of God, she was not ignorant, and she wasn't rebellious. She was coming to the man of God because she knew that her husband was a man of God. And she knew that her husband was faithful to God. And it also let us know that she knew that if she come to the man of God, that because he was a man of God, that that man of God would be able, in order to help her out of the condition and the situation that she was in. She knew it was crucial that she get some help. You know, I thought about that song that it says, all my help, all of my help, not some, but all of my help cometh from the Lord. We got to be able to rehearse the word of God. That's why it's important that we sing the song of Zion, that song of Zion will rise up on the inside of us. And the songs that we ought to be listening, hearing to, is to be song that is from the word of God, song that will build you up, song that will strengthen you, song that will encourage your heart. No one wants to see, no mother would like to see their son being taken as a slave. No, and the thing about it is taken for a slave because of what she could not do or what he could not do. They didn't have the means to stop what was about to happen. So therefore, she went to the man of God. And Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? Listen. And then he said, tell me. He knew that she was in distress. He knew that there was fear and worry knew that something was incredibly wrong. He said, what have you, this is the question he asked her. He said to her, he said, what do you have in your house? And she said, your handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Now, what she asked, what he asked her, and what she was saying to him, it let Earth know that she was at her wit's end, because she said she didn't have anything in her house, nothing that she could see, nothing that she could pick up, nothing that she could make a living with, nothing that she could actually save her son from going being to the bondsman. Because if she did, why would she go, and why would she fret? Why would she be worried? She couldn't see that. Her faith didn't take her there. Do you remember what the Word of God said about faith? Remember the Word of God say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, she didn't see anything that I can do anything with, because of the fact I have nothing in my home, in my house. But she said, save a pot of oil. Now, this pot of oil, when I was doing some study on this, it wasn't like a pot of oil that you can fry some chicken with and all of this, but it and fry pork chops or whatever, but it was like a anointing type of oil that she had. But she didn't see that. She didn't see what she can, how she could use what she had in order to benefit her and to take care of her son and to reminisce the problem that she had. And then the prophet of God said, go bury you vessels abroad of your neighbors, even empty vessels. Bury not a few. See, the Bible said faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So he told her what to do. God is speaking to us this morning what to do. We have to believe God. He told her to go to your neighbors. I know you don't have a lot of vessels, but I want you to use what you have. But I know you don't have a lot of vessels, but I want you to go and bury the vessels. He didn't tell her to keep them and have them, but I want you to bury the vessels from your neighbor, even empty vessels, because he knew what God, the man of God, knew what God was about to do. And then he told her, don't borrow a few of them, but you're going to need a lot of them. See, this is faith. Was the oil already in, was in her home? Was there a whole lot of oil, or was there a whole lot of vessels in her home? No, no. But she had to have faith in order to get up there and to go borrow them from a neighbor. Somebody would have said, you know, I'm not going to my neighbor. I'm not going to borrow any vessels from them. I don't want them to know what situation I'm in. I don't want them to know what I'm going through. You know, I haven't had to borrow when my husband was here, so why should I go borrow now? But no, she didn't care about that. The man of God told her to go to her neighbors and bury the empty vessels and not to borrow a few of them. And when you are come in, you shall shut the door upon you and your sons, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and you shall set aside that which is full. So she went. She believed what the man of God was saying. She may not have understood what he was saying. And you may not understand what God is saying, but because God said it, then you got to be obedient to what God says. A lot of times you may not understand what God and why he is saying certain things to you. But you got to be obedient. Because the Bible says obedience is better than a sacrifice. So she went from him. She shut the door upon her and upon her son, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels was full, all of those vessels that she had borrowed from her neighbors, when the vessels was full, that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. She was obeying God. Bring me some more vessels. Bring me a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more. And when he said that, the oil stayed. It stopped flowing. When the vessel was coming and as he was borrowing, God was multiplying that oil. That oil was kept pouring. The oil kept pouring and the vessel was full. They kept being full. As long as they had that vessel, the oil was flowing and they was able to pour. And, you know, this is the miraculous work of God. You know, this is the miracle power of God manifesting himself to this woman. And I want you to know today, ladies and gentlemen, that God is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. No matter what we don't see. And I'm telling you, there are crucial times in all our lives when we need God to move in our lives. And truly, we need God every day to move in our lives. We need God to move in our lives so that we can breathe, so we can wake up in the morning time. We need God so we can open our eyes. We need God so that we can hear. We need God so we can feel and touch. And you know what? We need God so we can walk and so we can talk. We need God to keep us consistently breathing and being able to be productive. But when we can't see the need of God, that's when we are in trouble, when we cannot see the need because, hey, I got this Mercedes. I got this house on the hill. I got $1 billion in the bank. You know, it may not even be $1 billion. It could be $500, $500,000, half of $1 million. And yet you think, I got it. And I don't need God to do this for me. But that's when we are not believing God, when we are thinking that we can do it all ourselves. The word of God says, you know what he said? The word of God says, in all of thy ways, in all. I don't care if you have it. You can have a trillion. But the word says, in all of thy ways, acknowledge me. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge Jesus Christ. And he said that he will direct your path. It is only the problem is when we don't acknowledge him. The problem is when our eyes is closed and we don't see the goodness of God. When I like when the psalmist said, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill where cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. Your eyes have to be open. Your eyes can be open in the natural, but you're still not seeing anything. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Your eyes can be open, but if they're not spiritually open and your eyes are not open to God and to see the plan of God, then your eyes are open in the natural, but yet you're worrying, you're in distress, and you're complaining, and you get mean, and you get hateful because of the fact that your eyes are not open, and you don't have that trust, and you don't have that confidence in God, and you don't know and not believe it, that God, like the word of God said, that I will. Come on. When God tells us something, we got to believe it. If you're a child of God, you got to know that he said what he said is true. He said that I will never leave you, and he said that I will never forsake you. He will. You know, we forsake God, but God will not forsake us. We'll turn our back on him, just like some of the disciples did. You know, before they came to maturity, they turned their back on him. And when he was in, seemed like a hard place, seemed like when the soldiers was coming after him, and it seemed when it was a test of their faith, they took off and they ran. But we have to learn to stand on the word of God. We got to ask God, Lord, open my eyes. God, that I'll see you. I'll see the plan of you. Open my eyes that I can see your word clearly. God, open my eyes that I can walk in the pathway of righteousness. God, I need you to not only to open my eyes, God, but I need you to touch my heart. Lord, touch my heart. Give me that clean heart. God, give me that right spirit. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, and our Redeemer. Lord, I want to trust you. This woman was in a difficult place, but she had to trust the word of God come out of the man of God. Do you not know? You know, sometimes people are looking to people for their way of escape. But we have to look to God, ladies and gentlemen, to the God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. She knew that this was a man of God. She wasn't trusting per se in him, but she was trusting in the God that was in him. And that's the way that we need to trust the Almighty God, not in the arms of flesh, not run into the arms of flesh, but we have to trust God, because I am a witness. If we trust God, as the word of God said, the word said, you'll open the windows of heaven, pour out blessing that there be not room enough to receive. He said that he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Well, you don't know from one day to the other where, how God is going to do it, but you know that God is going to do it. If there's a need in your life, you got to know that God is going to make provision for your life. If there's a bill to be paid, God is going to make provision for that to be paid. And you know what? There was a song that they sung a long time ago, may still be singing it now. He may not come when you want him, but when you want him to come, in other words, but he'll be right on time. That's what the word, that is what we need to know. We can trust God to take care of us. We can trust God to take care of our children. We can trust him. And that's where the enemy come many times and fight us so many times, because we are not trusting God to take care of that which we love so dearly, that which we embrace, that which we upheld from a baby. You know, we don't trust him enough. Yes, every mother, every father love their children. Every person that even adopted kids, they love their children. But the point being missing is that God loves them more than you ever can love them. This woman, she was worried because that they thought, she thought in her heart, all she could see. And you know, an enemy will try to show you all these things. All of these terrible things. All she can see is her son. My son, my husband is gone. But here, she can only see. She's at that point where the only thing that she can see is her son being in chain, her son being in bondage, her son being in slavery. money to take care of them. But God, He will provide. He will take care of His people. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. You know what? The word tells us He will heal broken hearts. And you know what He said? He said, you have bound up those wounds. Even we need to ask God, God, I need you to heal my broken heart. I need you to bind up these wounds. God, I need you to open my eyes so, God, that I can see you in a greater way, that I can believe you, that I can stand on your word. For the word say heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of the word will fail. So, in that six again, of the second king, the fourth chapter. And it came to pass, when the vessel was full, that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed, the oil stopped flowing. And she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil. It wasn't for that oil just to stay there. It wasn't for that oil just to stay there and to stink and as it stayed and stayed and stayed there and all of it stayed there. There was a plan. God had a plan for her and for her son. He told, the man of God told her, go sell the oil. And you know what he said? He said, go sell the oil and pay your debt. Sell the oil, pay your debt. It was important for her to pay that debt. Why? Because if she didn't pay those debts, those sons, although she had the oil, although she had sold it, those sons were still going to go to jail. Those sons still was going to be in slavery and bondage until the debt got paid. So he told her to sell it, to pay the debt, and live you and your children of the rest. I believe that's a word of the Lord for us to trust God. No matter when we don't see it. The woman didn't see it. She had that oil in her home, that flash of oil. That was, as we said, it wasn't used for her to cook anything per se, but it was used mainly for the, like, anointing oil. But the man of God, when she went to God, I say to you today, when you go to God, we're going to get results. When we can believe God, we are going to get results. No matter how difficult it is, no matter how it looks, we're going to get results. You may be going through a difficult time in your life. All of us been through difficult times in our life. All of us been through testing times in our life. All of us have suffered in a sense. We've suffered in some way or another. But yet, Christ, when we trusted Him, God brought us out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He delivered us. He brought us through, and He made us the better for it. Why? Because we through difficult times, we learn to trust Him. Why? Because through difficult times, we learn how to have confidence and faith in the Almighty God. You know, don't go through difficult times and don't learn anything. Don't go through testing times and don't get better. But we, in our time of testing, when God is building us up on the inside, when God is maturing us and making us better, it should be that we will be made better and stronger and courageous and more confident because of the fact that sometimes we have gone through things in our life. We appreciate God when we've gone through something in our life. Do we like to go through things? No. It's not too many people who say, oh, I like suffering. I like going through this. But you know what the Word of God says? You know what he said? He said, even as he has suffered in the flesh, to arm ourselves likewise to suffer. We're going to go through some things now. If you're a child of God, you're going to go through some things. And you know what? When we go through things in our life, it's moving some of those old things. It's moving those things that we don't even need holding us down. We don't need things to hold us down and to keep us from getting that place where God wants us to be. He's moving all those things that are destructive in our lives. He's making us trust him. I'm going to say this before we get ready to close this broadcast. When Hannah, the woman of God in 1 Samuel, and this woman, she wanted a child so desperately. She wanted a child. She wanted to have a child so her husband could be able to have a child from her. And so that children can, like any other father, that those children could play on the father's lap. I'm just paraphrasing this, letting you see and bring it to life. I'm trying to bring illumination to you so you can see and understand where we are. But this woman, she wanted a child. And she began to cry. She began to weep, you know, and she was praying, but she didn't have the faith that she needed because of the fact that she wanted the child, and she did want it desperately, but God was giving her something even more that she couldn't understand at the time. She went through some trials. She went through some tribulations. She had a woman there was in a home that was, at that time, it wasn't polygamy, it wasn't at that time because that was the culture. Today, even this time, if you don't have two wives, you don't have two husbands, but at that time, her husband had two wives. The wife, one of the wives that he had, was producing, was bringing out children, and not only that, this woman was harassing her, was making her feel terrible, was saying things to her that was so unkind because she knew that she was her womb was closed. And you know what the Word of God tells us? I'm almost finished. You know what the word of God tells us? Read it. God closed this woman's womb. It wasn't just closed to be closed. You know, God the one closed it. God once closed this woman's womb, but he was doing something in her. He didn't let her have this child when she wanted it. You know, this other woman, she had children, and it says children. That means that it takes 9 months to have a child. It takes 9 months to have a child. And the children, it had to be years. While she had to look at this woman, bear these children, and satisfy her husband, but she could not bear. But she went through something. But you know what? I got to close. You know what? She had to seek the face of God like never before. When she was able to say, although the crying and the weeping, that's okay. Sometimes. But you got something. If you stop crying and you stop weeping and you believe and you stand in faith and power of the Word. You know what? When she got to the point to say, God, if you give me a man child, she didn't ask for a girl. Girl is great. Girl is pretty and good. She didn't ask for the girl, no girl. She, at that point, she asked for a man child. She began to tell God what she was going to do if he give her this man child. She began to make a vow unto God. You know, you don't make vows now if you're not going to keep it. It's a dangerous thing to make vows, to say you're going to do something and don't do it and say that you're making a vow. But this woman meant business. You know what she said? I got to close. She said, I'm going to give this child back to you. I'm going to give it. I'm going to give this child back to you. And she did. She had that child. She weaned, after she weaned this child, she, after he has got off her breath, when she stopped sucking her breath, she gave the child to God. She took it to the man of God, to Eli, to work in the temple. And she gave this child. And you know what? God bless her with not just that child. He blessed her with many children. But the more important thing about it, the child that she couldn't have when she wanted, this child was the greatest prophet, one of the greatest prophets in the Word of God, one of the greatest prophets that God used in the Word of God. He wasn't going to just give the child to her just to give it. You're going to have to trust me. You're going to believe me. You're going to have to stand on my word. No matter how you look at situation, no matter how it hurt you, I know it's hurt you, but I'm here with you. I hear you. And sometimes we think God blind when we don't see him moving right when we want to see him. God, I pray, I need you to move right now. But it's not always right now. Sometimes, yes, he'll move right now. But sometimes it's not that right now, because God is maturing us. God is stretching us. God is making us more reliable, dependable, more faithful unto him. But at that time, when she gave up, when she surrendered, and she made this vow, she got tired of crying. When she and her husband went back together, not long after, she was pregnant with the child, and the child was a prophet. The topic today, Lord, open my eyes and touch my heart that I may trust you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, Father, mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. For truly your word is a lamp unto my feet, and your word is a light unto my pathway. Father God, ever, God, keep us before you. Ever cause us to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Ever open our eyes, God, that we can see you. God, ever open, God, and touch our heart that we may trust you. Father, we thank you for the men and women, boys and girls, that are listening and that will be listening to this broadcast. Lord, call the revival, call restoration, God, to be manifested in them. Cause a change, God, to be manifested, Father God, today and at that appointed time. Father, we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. And Lord, even as we pray, Lord, I ask thee, God, if there is any not saved today, any do not know you as their personal Savior, your word says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. I see, God, to call them to take hold to your word, and God called them to believe your word, and God called them to give you their heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. Yes, we are located at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and in your coming out.